How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So I want to take you back to the late 90s, to the world of professional wrestling. Specifically, to WCW. An era where, well, they had a thing called the Cruiserweight Division. And atop the Cruiserweight Division, regularly, were two names. The Man of a Thousand Holds, Dean Malenko, and Chris Jericho. The two were fighting, going back and forth, and Jericho, one night in 1998, decided he needed to one-up Dean Malenko. Malenko was the Man of a Thousand Holds, a very technical wrestler, a very skilled and gifted wrestler, and Jericho felt the need to one-up him. So on an episode of WCW Nitro, Jericho comes out with a microphone and a long rolled up piece of paper, which he unfolds and begins to read. He begins to read the list of every hold he knows. The list contains 1,004 holds. Number 1, arm drag. Number 2, arm bar. Number 3, the moss-covered three-handled family grandunzel. Number 4, arm bar. And so on and so forth. I believe, if I remember correctly, they go to commercial as Jericho is still reading this list, and when they come back from commercial, well, he's made it to the end of the list. The list of 1,004 holds. Number 1,000, off the second rope knee lift. 1,001, off the top rope somersault leg drop. 1,002, jumping knee strike. 1,003, headlock. And 1,004, armbar. He doesn't obviously read the entire list, but the entire list is available on the internet, if you're interested. I don't know how accurate it is to what the piece of paper he was carrying said, but I find it amusing. It's a list. It's a very long list of wrestling holds, and every, like, I don't know, sixth one is armbar. Or some variation of, you know, Canadian left armbar, American right armbar. It's this whole process of Jericho trying to prove he's better than Dean Malenko by trying to be better at the exact same thing Malenko is good at, instead of just being who he was. Obviously, this is all in character, but I think it's interesting that instead of just being a better wrestler, a better performer, and beating Malenko, Jericho decides he needs to be a slightly better version of Malenko, the Man of 1,004 holds. I don't think, as Christians, this is good behavior for us. To look at what someone else has, how their life is going, where God has them, what he's doing in their lives, and say, I wish I had that. I've done it. I still do it. God has specific things for us that are not the same as the things he has for other people. The timing is different. The location, the people, all of it. It's for you. Instead of being like Chris Jericho in this moment and just trying to take the same thing someone else has and one-up them, look for the thing God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11. The Bible says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a hope and a future. Over and over again, like the list of 1,004 holds says armbar, Jeremiah 29:11 says you. God is talking to each of us separately. He knows the plans he has for you. Call out to God. Tell him you want to follow the path he has for you, and let him lead you. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to them, or come hang out on our Facebook page over the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, number 297, ring rope snap, 298, spinning clothesline, and of course, 299, everyone's favorite, ring rope vertical splash clothesline. We'll see you next time.